You know how we wrap up a Tuesday? We'll let Alex be our leadoff guy.
Slow your roll, bro. To Draymond Green, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, the NBA is buying it for some reason. I am not. You kicked Steven Adams in the nards, and you did it on purpose. You know how I know you did it on purpose? Because you've done it before. You are a serial kicker. I feel like this could be like a Seinfeld episode. Jerry calls George, "You're a kicker, a serial kicker." George says, "I'm not a kicker. I don't kick. Okay, I kicked once. That does not make me a kicker." Guy on Twitter put together a video of Draymond's many kicks from this season, and it shows that the man has an inability to control his legs. It's almost as if they're drawn to nards. Guess what, Draymond? At best, that makes you a jerk. If you kick other guys in the nards regularly on purpose, it makes you the worst person ever. You're basically as bad as Manson. Serial murderer, serial nard kicker. One in the same. And say your argument is true. You didn't mean to kick him in the nards. You, and I'm quoting here, didn't want to end his chances to make kids one day. Okay, then why did you kick? And why did you kick in the direction of his nards? And why did you actually kick his nards? I'm not buying what you're selling, Holmes. And while I appreciate the efforts of Twitter to bring comedy into this situation, you just got your bro card suspended, Draymond, as we ask.
What are you doing?
You just want to say nards. Just admit it.
I just did say nards a whole bunch.
To Larry Bird, Indiana Pacer, primary decision maker, I ask.
What are you doing?
Exactly why did you fire your head coach, Frank Vogel? At the time, I kind of poo-pooed it as, it's indie, it's not that high-profile a gig. But now, seeing the job that team did pushing Toronto to 7 games, dealing with injuries, and you look at that roster Bird put together, Paul George is excellent, Jan Mahimni is a starter, Jordan Hill, CJ Miles, you really expected much more? Still a young coach at age 42, won 56 games, and took a healthy team to the East Finals the year before last. I wonder if this was just a move made to make a move by Larry Legend. Plus, if I could take a shot at a former Celtic, I'll take it, as we ask.
What are you doing?
You really get the feeling he was just bored. Like Larry just...
I gotta do something.
I need to make a decision
on
something.
I'll do something.
God, just bizarre. I don't get it either. To people who still climb Mount Everest, I ask.
What are you doing?
This is actually kind of sad. It's actually sad that people still do this. April was the first month that Everest was open in a couple of years because of the earthquake in Nepal in 2015 and an avalanche in 2014 that killed dozens of Sherpas. People die climbing Everest. A lot. I mean, if you do the math, like more than 200 people have died since 1953 when Edmund Hillary first climbed it, which doesn't sound like a lot, but at some point you have to ask what's kind of the risk reward of it. You're climbing a mountain and you can die. There are lots of other mountains in the world that won't kill you. Most, if not all of these people involved have lives, families who would miss them. And while their loved ones might say, yeah, this is, you know, kind of what they lived for, they love the challenge or whatever, I'm pretty sure they'd also be happy having you on this mortal coil, too. Like, Mount Everest is regularly negative degrees. The closer you get to the top, the less you can breathe, even though you actually need to work harder to get to the top. It's not a place for human beings to be. 4 people died last week, which is why I bring this up. A triathlete died of a heart attack. 2 people died of altitude sickness, and 1 person just fell to his death. 4 out of 400 people who attempted the climb this climbing season is, you know, a small percentage, but it's not worth it, man. Stop climbing Everest, as we ask.
What are you doing?
It's not as impressive as it used to be.
And if you need a Sherpa, stay home.
Sherpa's involved, I'm out.
To Vernon Adams, former Duck and current Alouette quarterback, I ask.
What are you doing?
Dude, you can't do a mic drop if your statement is proven wrong. Can't give up the game-winning homer, then do the Eck point or the Rodney arrow. Can't tell everyone the doubters fuel you to make the NFL, then not even be among the 625 guys offered contracts via draft or undrafted free agency, not to mention getting run from the 2 rookie tryouts you attended. Can't sign a 3-year deal with the CFL, like all your doubters said is the only likely way you get to play pro ball, then act like you showed us. It's not personal. It's reality. pick up the mic and be careful of the send button as we ask.
What are you doing?
Pretty sure I've seen Fernando Rodney give the arrow after giving up a home run before. I think he just does that after every pitch, no matter what.
Stop.
To the Milwaukee Bucks, I ask.
What are you doing?
Oh, man. All right, so imagine you're a professional basketball player. You work out all the time for a living. You drive fancy cars. You own lots of expensive properties. You try to run businesses and charities. And it all revolves around you playing ball for that team. So you can imagine that the tax forms of a professional basketball player who has all of those toes in different pools, so to speak, is pretty complicated and has a lot of information on it. Now imagine that your employer, a billion-dollar company in its own right, gives out all of that tax information, including all of the players on the team and employees who work for the team, to some random person who sent an email and asked for it. That is what happened this week to employees of the Milwaukee Bucks, including all of their players. A person who said to the payroll employee that he was the team president, Peter Fagan, all he had to do was say that's who he was using a fake email, and the employee just gave him the W-2s of all of their employees.
Wow.
The team has since had to connect all of the employees with IRS and FBI agents to secure their info, and now everyone involved has to monitor their credit and safeguard their identity, which sounds easy to you or I, but you nor I are millionaires. Oh, so to the Milwaukee Bucks, I ask.
What are you doing?
To Pittsburgh Penguin head coach Mike Sullivan, I ask.
What are you doing?
Despite losing his starting goalie, Marc-Andre Fleury, the last day of March, he guided his Pens to the East Finals. And sure, MAF had been in the pipes when they won the Cup in 2009. But for Game 5, he decided to bench his 21-year-old Matt Murray, who had gotten him this far. Good start. But the Penguin defense was part of it, held him to just 4 first period shots, but coughed up 4 goals over his next 20 shots, which for non-NHL fans is awful. They lost in OT. They're a loss from elimination. And by the way, guess who starts tonight? Murray, as we ask.
What are you doing?
All right, that wraps it.